When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk. And you get a tiny, really tiny pinch of Genshin Impact, and you will be starving for anime this week. Because we have a lot of K-pop, though. You'll be fed very well for K-pop. So don't forget to also check us out on
TikTok and Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We have a lot of videos, I think, right?
Still, I think, all Blackpink.
And as always, wherever you're joining us, you're tuning in, we are available on all platforms. With that said, don't forget, I'm going to hopefully make a post soon. But we're going to be holding a Christmas giveaway for, you know, we have like a lot. I showed it to Haley. We have lots of people listening.
Thanks, so guys.
First off, we appreciate that. And we're going to do a little giveaway. All you have to do is, because the best way to message us is through Instagram, is to send us a little DM, a small one, quick one, and just tell us your favorite, your K-pop stan group, right? Mm-hmm. Along, I guess you could say why that group is... Your bias favorite group. Yeah, right. And along with also telling us the member who is also your bias from that group. Mm-hmm. And then we'll think on, because of all that information you provided us, we'll think of a pretty damn good prize to give away.
Right.
So I think the entry will end it by like Christmas Day or something like that, around Christmas week. Mm. And then so whenever they receive it, it's going to obviously be after Christmas, but
right.
It's during this period. And more details when Haley and I figure it out. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so let's start with the Spotify top 2022.
Yeah.
Because it finally came. Yeah. And I believe Haley and I actually share a Spotify account. So it's kind of obvious the groups that were chosen.
Right.
For the most part, I think.
I mean, guess who number one is? It wouldn't be hard to guess.
I'd be pretty surprised if it was not Stray Kids, because that's all I hear.
So Stray Kids was our number one.
Yes.
And then following is Twice.
Yes, which I am happily able to say that I contributed to that, right?
Yeah. We listened to them a lot. Well,
Twice, especially at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like the beginning of the year. It's for a while that we were listening to Twice.
Yeah, until like summer probably.
Because I listened to Blackpink, but I definitely listened to more Twice songs.
Yeah, because 100%. You like Twice sound more.
I got it. I'll admit, yes, I do enjoy their sound more.
And then Stacey.
That was kind of interesting to see that we had Stacey.
Well, okay, so for one thing, I feel like that's your contribution, because he uses Spotify more than me, honestly, because I feel like when you're at work, you listen to music, right?
Yes.
And then the only time I use Spotify is when I drive to work, which is a 10-minute drive, and then after that, that's it. I don't use Spotify.
I do use it a lot, but I also listen to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Your basketball ones.
Yeah, my basketball podcast. Yeah. But aside from that, I could see why. But Stacey, especially, I feel like since Stacey has, like, especially their first album, which ironically is, like, So Bad.
Right.
And that song was, like, what, number 3 or something?
Yes. We'll get to that list after.
But spoiler alert. But yeah, no, because they only have a two songs on that mini album.
Right.
So it's going to just keep replaying
if I
don't change it. And yeah. I really like that song. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to skip it. I'm just going to leave it. So.
And then number four is 17. Surprise, surprise.
I wonder who contributed to that one.
Both of us. I feel like you really like their music.
But then it's 100% like, no, okay, maybe 80% more so you, I think.
Yes. I guess so.
Yes. 100%. Okay. No, you shouldn't be guessing.
I know Stray Kids is mostly and, on me. And then BTS is number five.
Okay, so that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think BTS was...
Yeah.
I'm surprised BTS was more... It was underneath 17, to be honest.
I feel like we listened to a lot of 17
this year. I felt like
we
listened to a lot of BTS, though. Really? Maybe that was last year, huh?
That was last year.
I guess
yeah,
so.
17 was this year. Like, after we saw that movie.
Well, 17, I only thought so because you... But you listen to 17 a lot on YouTube.
I know.
So I hear it there. I didn't realize listen to it a lot on Spotify.
I think, like, when we're driving, it just plays all the time.
Because I have a lot of songs. I mean, like, even twice. Like, their discography is way bigger than Blackpink. Like, quadruple the size, so... A lot more stuff to play, especially like I like Twice's B-sides, which, you know, a lot of people don't listen to or hear too often.
Yep.
And then, of course, that the top five artists pairs up with the top five songs. But we have a surprise.
You know, I was telling him, I was like, if this song does not make it to number one, then this is rigged. Like, it's not correct because he listens to this song literally probably like
it's
every
my
day.
Whenever I... No, I don't listen to every
you
day.
You do. Every day
whenever
we
go out.
How often do we go out and drive?
I hit shuffle and I don't know why, but Spotify probably just knows I like this song, and that's why it plays.
But yeah, he
I don't
loves...
actively choose it all the time.
No,
like,
you don't.
I just hit
but
shuffle.
But you do sometimes, like with our bird Haku. He's like, Haku really likes this song too, so you'll like have it on repeat a lot for him.
He likes it, so I'm gonna play it. I like it too, though.
Yeah,
that song is Soul.
Soul by Namjoon. RM.
So that was not surprising, but at the same time. A little bit.
No,
I guess it's just not surprising at all.
I feel like I heard it every day.
Number two was a little surprising.
I feel like you probably repeated
this
song.
This is
a lot.
Probably why they got up to number three on our spot. So bad.
Because I feel like with him,
from State by Stacey,
he more so like repeats the song over and over and over again. More so.
Yeah, I like listening to it when I feel like listening to it. Then I'm like, oh, out of my system.
Yeah.
Then I want to move on.
So that was number two, So Bad by Stacey. And then three and four, Thunderous and Maniac.
Yes.
Of course. Stray
back
Kids.
Back to back, Stray
Actually,
Kids.
I'm a little surprised about Thunderous. Did I really listen to it that much? I feel like Maniac, yeah.
Maniac, 100%.
But
we
then
definitely
Thunderous?
Listened to it.
Like, I don't...
Maybe it's because we were learning the choreo?
I don't know. Because I feel like we learned it on YouTube, so I'm a little confused. Maybe Spotify always played it on the playlist.
See,
I think.
That's why, like with the RM
kind of. Because I'm still like, I don't remember actively choosing Thunderous to be like, oh, I want to listen to this song. It would be more so
like more
View
so Maniac
or
for me. Like,
yeah, Maniac.
Maniac makes sense. I really like that one.
Yeah. And then the last one.
Last one.
This is all freaking him. Because
I will take full credit for this
one. I feel
like. I'm surprised.
Hype Boy by NewJeans.
I am a hype boy. But also,
it's a good song. I'm not surprised. Because when he's working... And I'm outside, if I'm on my day off, it will be Hype Boy on repeat from start to finish.
It's not on repeat.
Yes, it is.
It just, you look.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
by random, you hear it again.
No, Bun, there was one day it was on repeat for
maybe that was
so
an accident.
Long. I could keep hearing it when I'm home and I was like, oh, he just must really like the song or like he's trying to learn the lyrics or something. It was like for real.
I do not know the lyrics.
On repeat for like the whole day. Not exaggerating. So that's why it's number five. Even though it's like a fairly new song too.
Exactly. I was going to say it's impressive because the fact that it literally was only here like the last half, if not, no, like the last third of the year.
Yeah.
So it would have gave RM a run for his money, to be honest.
But yeah.
So there you go. Surprisingly not surprising kind of thing. And, okay, so with that said, I bet a lot of people out there, just let us know what you guys got. I'm guessing.
Yeah, who was your number one artist?
Yeah, that would be interesting to find out and hear and see.
I would have been so disappointed if it wasn't Stray Kids, though.
It'd be more interesting and disappointed if anyone had non-K-pop like that listens to this podcast. To be honest, so
what are you doing here? Just kidding.
With that said, we do have, like we said, a lot of K-pop news as per usual, and I think the ones on the top are like kind of all like sad or like kind of like surprising. Negative. Let's say negative and surprising news. First one was a big one. Was a shocker. It literally dropped today.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, like the end of the month of November when you're when we're recording, and you want to tell the people.
So Hyuna and Dawn, they broke up. Like she announced on her Instagram. God. She put it as an Instagram post saying that they're no longer together, but they're going to remain as
that
friends.
That was a shocker. They were doing so well and like everyone was excited for them to get married.
They've been dating since I think 2016. And then they got engaged recently too.
And something must have fucking happened, to be honest. Something bad must have happened.
Because like whenever I saw clips of them and videos and photos, they looked like they were so in love. Like he could not take his hands off her. Like his eyes were always like fixated on her. So like, I don't know, maybe she's not ready for marriage, because I was reading more into it and there was an article saying that like on one of these like radio shows or something she was on, they were talking about like them being engaged and she was like, she's like, I don't, because they were like talking about like the struggles of marriage, and then she's like, I don't know, I don't want to get married. Like she straight up said
shit.
That.
This and was, she's like, engaged already.
Yeah, this was a few years ago before they were like
engaged. Before
and
they
stuff.
Were engaged.
But then
that's
it was just still, it's just like, damn, maybe that's the reason. Maybe she wasn't like, but who knows?
Because I remember seeing a bunch of articles like earlier this year. Everyone's excited and happy for them.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, like this drops. I'm like, damn.
That I wasn't sucks. Expecting it. And this like dropped when I was watching Mama Awards last night and I just saw the news. I was like, whoa.
Yes. So whoever's tuning in right now, we will be going over, I should have probably said this in the beginning, we will be going over all the winners of the Melon Awards and Mama at the end of the podcast. So instead of just, you know, typical Stray Kids BTS, it's a little different. For this week's podcast, we will go over all the winners for Mama and for Melon.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not just the winners, we will also be talking about everything that happened, or, like most of the highlights and everything. So, look forward to that. There's a lot of shit to talk about for that, for those two topics, especially. Mm-hmm. Anyways, next the big, you know, like, this news has been going, it's, like, a lot
been going around.
Has been, like, dropping left and right. First off, Chu from Luna, you know, she got kicked out of BlackBerry. Because remember, I think we did talk about how, like, she was planning to, like, start her own company or something. I don't even know if that was, like, fake news or, like, just a rumor. But she actually ended up getting kicked out of BlackBerry.
Because they probably, like, caught wind of it and were like, okay, we'll kick you
out.
But
who knows? It's, like, weird because it's, like, people seem like she, like, was surprised and, like, other stuff was going on. Then, with that said, there was, like, other... like more stuff happened with Luna, like following
like,
that.
I don't know with Luna. I feel like there's so much drama with them.
There's a lot, and then to kind of back her up, I don't even know, but like maybe this kind of shows that there is something going wrong internally. 9 of the other members, from Luna, have all filed an application for leaving and suspending their contracts too. So there's something definitely going on. That's kind of wild. You don't really
it's like we don't hear
know
or
see this
happened.
Kind of... Like, I haven't been into K-pop as long as Haley, but have you seen something like this? Not since, like, what? Like GOT7, BAP?
Yeah. But then I feel like maybe they're just not being treated well. Because, you know, when they were on tour, I feel like they didn't have any breaks. Remember that?
And is that the one where she passed out in Mexico?
So.
Oh,
wasn't
shit.
It Luna?
I think it was. Yeah.
Because I feel like they were just like working them so much.
Like
work
horses.
I don't know if they're getting paid. Like, we don't know these things.
Yeah, there's like a lot. Well, you know what? Like, there's like a lot of bad stuff happening in terms of BlackBerry. Because another news that popped up during all this stuff that's going on was the CEO and the COO got from BlackBerry. It's like crazy how like this popped up like in the news too. It's suspected of evading like over $37 million in taxes.
What the?
So obviously there has to be like if you put it together, there's something wrong with like they're probably like
their
not
agency.
Getting paid right.
Yep.
and like all this like kind of shady shit going behind the scenes.
Right.
So it makes sense then. Like,
yeah. Why would you want to stay with a company that's not paying you?
And I think Luna has a decent enough fan base and like, you know, like globally too.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that like an agency picks them up unless they pull like a GOT7 and make their own agency.
I know.
So that'd be kind of interesting and cool. So
I hopefully wish BAP did that. RIP.
Ooh, I made a Mercari sale. Anyway. Anyways, yeah, no, so I mean, yeah, sorry BAP.
I know. That's
sorry, so, Haley.
I know.
Sorry, Drilla.
Yeah.
Sorry to everyone that, you know, who are...
We're babies.
Babies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's a lot of stuff that was going on. And last but not least, the cherry on top of all the negative stuff, Chris Wu. Yes, the infamous Chris Wu from EXO. Well, guess what? He's finally sentenced to jail for all the crazy shit that he's been... Like, what? Is it like rape and everything?
Yeah.
So, how many years? 13
years.
13.
Oh my, like, it's just such, like, when I hear news like this, I'm like, that's such a waste.
It is a waste. You are, like, a especially EXO. EXO is, like, one of SM's, like, you know, like, babies, too. Like, they took care of EXO.
Yeah.
And the music was damn good, too.
Right.
So, you're doing so well, and you're in a very successful group.
Yeah, and he's a good-looking guy.
And it's not... Yeah, he's no, like... I was going to say, what's that guy say from Super Junior?
Oh, Shindong?
He's not really Shindong or anything like that. Like, Chris Wu actually looks decent, but then, like, obviously, on the inside, he's not a decent guy at all. Like,
no.
You can score and probably get, like, almost any girl you'd want to get with. Like, even a good one. Like,
well, yeah, but...
Why?
Then,
what?
I don't know. Because remember I talked about Him-chan, too, from BAP?
That's
and it's the same thing.
It blows my mind.
I was like, why are they like doing like all these sexual kind of things without consent when they could probably get consent?
When there's hundreds and thousands of girls or women, I should say, that would definitely consent to many things with you.
Yeah. So
it's a waste, and it's really stupid on their end. So well, there you go.
Tragic.
Back, go to jail. You deserve it because you're dumb.
Stupid.
So there you go. Man, and it's like I like a lot of EXO songs too.
That's fine. They have plenty of
they
members.
Have more people. Yes, I know. But it just sucks because it's like I said, like I always try to put in perspective of like if I really stand the group, like
it's just thinking
of like if BTS or Stray Kids, like something happens, I'm like shit.
Well, I've had this happen to a group I really loved twice already, BAP and Big Bang.
Yes.
So, I mean,
that's
it
true.
Sucks.
Freaking Soonri.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of
same
bullshit.
Same fucking thing, too. Like, what's wrong
Soonri
with that?
Is like the Mangnae, too. So, it's like, imagine if Jungkook pulled some kind of shit like this. Can you imagine? Like, that would, like, hurt so many people.
Yeah.
Like, really badly. Yeah. Like, emotionally and everything. Like,
but Jungkook's too. He's an angel.
Jungkook is Jungkook, though. So, nothing to worry about. Yeah. Anyone from BTS, I feel like we have nothing to really worry about.
And
Stray Kids too, except for we already got the black sheep out, right?
Yeah, Woojin. He's probably be the only
he
one
who should not be named the Voldemort.
He'd probably be the only one that would do
the
something.
Voldemort of Stray Kids.
Yeah,
Woojin. Woojin Boo. So that is that. Like I said, we're not going to be talking. Like I was like, why are we about to go into like BTS so soon?
Mm-mm.
But I remember we're gonna do the awards and everything. With that said, Red Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Man, good for them. They had like they finally released something. It's like their 8th mini album. It's been a while.
I know, it has been a while.
And they did really well. Like, damn, like the first day release, apparently 392,000 copies.
Yeah, they have their fan
they have
base.
A strong fan base. What's the fandom again?
I don't know.
Red Velvet. What is it called? Frosting. Icing. Cheesecake. Cream cheese frosting.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to look it up. You talk about it a little bit.
What am I talking about?
Talking about Red Velvet.
That's all that you wrote, though. You should let me look it up.
Well, it's too late, because I think their fandom is called... I don't see it. Do you see it anywhere?
Did
it just says
even,
I typed
what
it.
What did you put?
All right, I'll talk about it. Just go. Okay, this is that was a waste of time. Sorry. So, I listened to the album. It's like a really nice short album, and of course, it really sounds like Red Velvet, so it's a good thing. And it's just kind of nice to see. I even watched the video. It was pretty good. And you found it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell us what it is?
How do I pronounce that? It's
Revlov.
Revlov. L-U-V.
Revlov. Revlov.
See, I had no idea.
Why am I saying it like a like I'm a Borat? The Borat the accent, the Revlov.
Yeah, that's their fandom. Will I had not no, fool me, Revlov. That was their fandom name.
So yeah, there you go. We have Revlov. So that super excited for them. And then 392,000 copies is a lot.
It is.
Put it into perspective of like, we talked about Triple S and how they kind of like.
Yeah, but they're
not. I know they're not, but I'm just saying like 17,000, like, damn, 392,000. Yeah. I don't even want to do the math because I can't do the math for that. That's like 1,000% like a plus.
Right.
So that's pretty good and pretty crazy to show that they're like, you know, their fandom is still staying strong. So see, SM is doing well, except for the Chris Wu bullshit. Hopefully, speaking about SM, I hope we hear something about Taemin.
I was just
soon.
Thinking about that. I haven't heard anything. I keep like Googling it. And I was like, isn't he supposed to come back? It's already November. I don't know.
I Taemin, man. Heard anything. I hope he's doing well.
I hope he's okay.
I can't wait to hear them again. And I hope they tour something. That'd be insane.
SM family.
Town. Yes, please.
SM town family concert. Yes.
Yes. Any company family. Concert, please. I'll take anything.
Though, but the thing is, like, I don't really listen to a lot of SM artists.
That's why. I'll take anything. I'll take Hybe. Hybe would be a really good one for us. JYP is good, obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Let's hope for the best. So we're talking. Let's talk about YG. So YG sub-label, which is the black label, which is, I think. Teddy is in charge of it.
Right.
And Teddy is like, you know, one of the main producers who produce a lot of the Blackpink songs. Mm-hmm. And also, like, since he's head of it, like a black label is John Somi's label right now currently. And they will be holding an open audition for their first girl group for the black label.
Oh.
There's going to be very high expectations coming from this too. Because, I mean, like, we're seeing that we're getting close to the end of Blackpink, possibly. So, this is definitely going to be, like, you know, this is important for them. I feel like, does YG have any Gen 4 groups? Like a girl
they
group?
They don't. Do they?
Not a girl group.
Not that I know of.
We have Treasure for guys.
That's
but then
true.
We have Espas for SM. We have...
So many for JYP.
We have a lot for JYP.
And Hybe.
Take one, like, pick one. Mm-hmm. Same with Hybe, you're right. And there's a lot of, you know, small agencies,
like small companies
like Stacey.
Yeah.
We have Ive,
right?
So yeah, this SM what is slack? YG is slacking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. They're gonna be kind of late to the late to the Gen 4 game, but we're in like the middle of Gen 4, right?
Yeah,
kinda
it's
thing.
Crazy because YG used to be up there like 10 years ago.
The mighty
and
have fallen.
They just fell all the way down.
So, yeah, that's pretty insane. So, yeah, they're going to be holding an open audition. And I just read recently somewhere it's also going to include online auditions. So it's going to be global. It's going to be crazy. We'll see what kind of talents they bring in. It seems like JYP and Hybe, they've been picking a lot of Aussies. There's been a lot
that's
of Australians
true.
That have been coming out from the girl groups. We got Lily from NMIX. And obviously we got two Aussies from even like... for New Jeans, we have Hani and we have Danielle, which is interesting because Hani's Vietnamese and then Danielle is half. So they're not even like full Korean, like Aussies. Like, let's see, Bang Chan is full Korean, right?
Yeah.
Same with Felix.
Yep.
Felix and Bang Chan.
Can't forget about those Aussies.
And so Gen 4 is, you know, stocking up on Aussies. I wouldn't be surprised if YG pulls another Aussie. They do have Rosé.
Yeah,
New Zealand.
Technically, yeah, she grew up
in
Australia.
And then same with, I mean, Jenny's accent is Australian, British Australian-ish.
Oh, please, I feel
but
like
she grew up there. Like she went to school there for a little bit.
I know. I was gonna say like everyone adapts the freaking Australian accent. Look
See
at,
when you're in
look
the,
at Han
when
like,
you're in
what,
K-pop,
his starts to sound British.
You have three choices for English accents. It's the British, the American, or you have
Australian,
the Aussie accent.
Yeah, or it's a mix of all.
I mean,
of them.
Yunjin. From Le Sserafim, she is definitely American. Like her accent,
like
how she talks. Girl. I was like, yeah, I cannot wait to. I'm very excited to see them live. And with that said, we will look forward to what YG does. Because I think even
I
like
have some catching up.
JYP too. Had some stuff already going on too. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but YG, it's big news because they don't have a Gen 4 girl group yet.
Yeah,
And it's interesting that it's not directly from YG. Mm-mm. It's going to be the black label. So it's like a sub-label like under the main label. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess it's like how Big Hit is under like Hype now. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about YG, Big Bang. Hmm. Did you hear? Mm. They are going to be joining Weverse.
What's the point? You guys don't even make music anymore.
The point is we get to see more of Top's robot children.
Oh, God.
And more of G-Dragons.
Dressing up his cats.
Cats, yes. Yeah. Yes. Maybe a little bit of of the other boys, too.
Taeyong and Daesung. I feel like
Taeyong will post his baby. Daesung will just be Daesung.
Daesung will post his nose.
Oh, shit. Like, oh, is that a shark? No, it's not. It's Day. He's doing backstrokes in the water.
Well, honestly, I don't know.
But I love that. He's my record because he's hilarious. So he's cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out the Running Man episodes, like the old ones with them in it. Oh my God, go watch it. I just think of like when Top and Daesung are just like putting their face to that, like,
it's hilarious, Saran wrap. Honestly. And I can just see G-Dragon. He's so shy and he's just like
watch
embarrassed.
It. Those are good. Those are good episodes. Yeah. Those are back in the day, Running Man, the good stuff. And so we'll see what happens with Weverse. I mean,
we'll see.
I wonder what products are they going to put? Like, is it their old stuff? Because I feel like Weverse usually just has all that like updated new stuff.
Right.
Maybe they'll make new merch.
I don't know what they're doing. Because like I feel like because VLive is going to close soon, so all the VLive artists are moving house onto Weverse. Except for JYP.
Yes, they're staying in-house for like Bubble. But then Bang Chan is using TikTok Live, which we do not get notifications for because it's bullshit.
They did it on YouTube. Yeah.
So I guess we will see more of what's going to go on with that one.
Right. I don't know what they're going to do. I really wish they wouldn't get rid of VLive, to be honest.
I know. You and stupid millions of others, possibly. And then I guess we're finally here. We're here at BTS. Because, first off, we're getting close to RM first. But I was going to say RM is in a couple
of
days.
Yeah, Namjoon is soon.
So, looking forward to Indigo. That's coming up pretty soon. And like Haley said, the next thing on BTS is Jin. He is going to start his enlistment on December 13.
Is that his for his boot camp?
Possibly. Right. I don't know how the enlistment, but I'm pretty sure it's like everything, right?
He said he's doing like training and stuff for 5 weeks, and then after that he goes to frontline.
So I don't know, but it says enlistment is December 13, wherever I read
like
this news at that
weeks.
Time. So it's already here.
You're going to see buzz cut Jin.
I cannot wait. I'm curious to see it.
It's been a while.
Remember when we saw Taemin?
I know.
He looks so happy, like a little like chubby Taemin.
I know.
So it's going to be interesting seeing Jin. With that said, we did finally watch Run BTS.
Yes. Both episodes.
Both of the most recent ones, and they did not disappoint, as always.
I laughed so much that I was like coughing. Like, it felt like I was having an asthma attack from laughing so
Liz
much.
Just always, I feel like they're just great. To watch.
They are. I'm gonna miss them.
It's a great show because it's just like nonstop chaos and nonstop like stupidity. So they kind of did like their own streamers. Like they're kind of like live streaming themselves towards themselves. So it's like one member is live streaming and then like the other members are kind of like watching it like a live audience. Like if we're like watching a live stream, right?
Yeah, like just say like VLive, and then you know how you can type comments and stuff to the artists so they can do that.
So they were doing that, but they each had like their own little like gimmick or like something they were doing. Mm-hmm. First up was Jungkook.
Right.
Learning drums.
He chose to learn the drums.
And that was when we kind of had an idea of what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just funny how like they're giving him so much shit. They're like, talk to us, communicate
like,
with
the
us,
comments.
Communicate.
Hello.
But Jungkook's like being Jungkook. He's just like, he can only focus on one thing.
Yeah, he even said that he's like, I can't multitask. He's like,
so he's just like paying attention to the teacher and like trying to absorb everything. But he's like the best sponge.
Right, he is.
Because he's already like he's well versed in the drums now.
I know, what the heck?
Kind of got everything started. Then we had Suga painting.
Fucking troll.
Suga, he was like, I think he was doing the most like commenting on all the members.
He was. Like, he was reading it. He was good. And then because he even asked them, like, he's like, what should I paint?
Jimin
and
said an egg.
Egg.
And he did a cut half, art, like half of an egg. So that was like interesting. like to think of it that way, because I know a lot of people probably go for like the raw egg, just you know, like,
he did the egg yolk and everything.
But like, no, but like, even you can have an egg yolk, you know, on raw egg. But like, he chose like a cut a in half, boiled like a hard boiled or soft boiled whatever egg. That was interesting. And next was Gamer Jin.
Oh God.
Three different games he played.
Honestly, he should just be a streamer on Twitch.
Actually, he does really well. Like, if you watch it,
he's so good.
He's so good at presenting himself. Like, mm-hmm. after you're done with the military, Jin, you should definitely become a streamer.
Yeah.
Like, you would do so...
You'd earn so much money because you have all army gonna watch you.
Not to mention, he's just successfully a really good... Like, he's good at, like, presenting. Like, he's like a presenter for a lot of shows and talking. Yeah. And you could tell, like, he was really good. Plus, he's, like, so entertaining, like, gaming-wise, because he, like, nerd rages and everything.
And he always makes all those sounds.
And he makes, like, funny, like, commentary, and he's, like, always talking. I really think he has a really successful future if he goes in this direction.
Right.
Which he should. So he played Skate, like, this random skateboard game.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's
for, like, one second.
All the members were complaining because he wasn't doing anything. And, like, they're, like, he's, like, doing the tutorial and all this shit.
Yeah, V was like, you're doing the tutorial.
He did two jumps and he was done.
He's next, like, okay, I'm done.
He played some funny-ass bear game I've never seen.
Oh, my God. That one was
where, like,
stupid
it's a bear
too.
Sitting on a like, a chair.
Yeah, he can't get up.
And then he can't get up, but he needs to reach for this cake.
On the
so
table.
So, obviously, this is a rage game.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny because, like, Tae and Jimin were, like, cracking up the whole time.
They're like, oh, maybe you should throw the honey pots against the wall so and it, like, bounces and like, hits the cake.
RM is, like, the only one thinking, like, oh, he slowly, like, I think it was him and V.
Yeah.
They were, like, saying, like, oh, just slowly pull it in
the table. Because he had, like, a huge
fork.
Yeah.
And it was just funny when he, like, the cake fell off and just watch it.
He's,
is nerd rage Jin. And it's just funny, he stands up and then Tae is, like, laughing his ass off.
Yeah, he's just cracking up.
And then last but not least was like some random stupid horror game.
Yeah.
It was really short lived.
It's so stupid. That was it.
Then Hobie did his thing. I liked Hobie's like concept.
It was funny. It was,
like,
it's like
using
one of those
all
ones.
Those, like, it's like what, as seen on TV kind of like info. It's like an infomercial.
Oh my God, it was like
it was
an
really
infomercial,
good though.
Yeah. For all the different toys.
Like what were there again?
One of them that I really remember was the flamingo pooping.
That's the only thing I remember.
Really? What about the flowers that you pour in and they open up?
Oh, I guess that too. But I remember just the flamingo poop.
Yeah, because the flamingo was funny too.
You put like stuff in and it poops something out.
Yeah,
and
but
there's
then
like Play-Doh and stuff.
It would also like mimic, like whenever he's talking, it would be like talking back to him. And then the other members were like, shut that thing off.
Right.
Yeah.
And after Hobie was RM, he had like a reaction stream, like kind of like live, like he's like looking at stuff.
Right, like looking
like when
at
people are just browsing and like
pictures.
So he did that. It was kind of cute seeing all the cute animals. Like the members really got into it.
Yeah, they're like, you have to pick between two, like red panda or baby fox.
The baby otter
like
though,
that
was a hella cute.
Yeah,
damn. Okay, baby otters is cute as hell. Then second to last, we have we have Mr. Bean.
Oh my God,
Korean Mr. Bean himself. Tae Hyung
is very like. I don't know, like, when he talks and stuff, he always does, like, this mannerism. And it's a Tata mic face, basically.
Like, when he does it, he looks so smug, but at the same time, kind of, like, he's, like, an airhead.
Yeah.
But, like, goofy.
Yeah. Like, if you're an army, you know what
you
we're
know
talking
exactly
about.
Like, what...
he always acts like that. He's so silly. The same freaking facial
and
expressions.
And he was showing us how to golf.
And actually, he's damn good.
Like, his swings... Okay, I played golf a lot when I was a little, and my dad was really into it, so I kind of, like, went to the driving range a lot. He has a really good stroke. Like, holy shit. His swing is nice.
Right, he has a lot of power behind
him. Even though he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. When he was showing the clubs, I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
46-degree angle. Like,
and even RM was like, what is he talking about? Because, like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone refer to their different, like, we call them, like, different irons, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, different, like, you have the pitching wedge, sand wedge, and you have the different, like, irons, like, 1 through 9. And he's, like, calling them by degree, like, the
degrees.
Degree of the angle of the
like
club.
This one is 46 degrees.
I was like, what is this? I'm just glad he got, like, you know, like, the driver correct, you know, like, the one wood, the three wood. And, but his swings are really good. But the whole time he's doing it as Tae. So it's, like, just, like, his very, like,
Tata Mike face.
Tata Mike face. Yeah, he's very, like,
he's very, like, Mr. Bean.
He's just like, I don't know. Like, I could show you the face myself, but it's, like, it's hard to describe, like, he's just, like, very, like, loafing around and just doing his own thing, but, like, kind of, like, he's like an old man.
He's stuck in a young body, but he has an old man.
Yeah, but he's an old man. Mm-hmm. And after that, we had Jimin's mukbang.
Yes.
That was pretty funny, too, because he got hacked by Jin also.
All right. He was trolling, but Jimin wasn't paying attention.
Jimin didn't know what the hell was going on. He thought they were just talking to him.
Yeah.
So they didn't know what the hell was going on.
So he did a mukbang. He was so funny, though, when he was trying to, like, show the food and focus it.
Oh, God.
Jin was like, are you doing, like, what was it? The Kamehameha.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, are you doing, like, a blast? Like, an anime hand blast? Like, attack?
But, yeah, that was cute.
And, so that was a good episode. Mm-hmm. You should watch it. But it's I like how they do it. You know, it's just two episodes.
Mm-hmm. They split it into two.
And it was a really good one. So I was glad we got to catch and finally see Run BTS. Mm-hmm. Because the madness was as we expected.
It's like, I'm wondering, is that probably the last one?
Oh, it's possible. Huh? It might be.
I don't know.
We will see what happens. It's going to be different without having Jin there. The troll.
I know, oh my God. He's so funny.
He's the troll of like the group for the most part. So I think we're going to start all the award shows. Man, there's a lot. With that said, I just want to remind everyone, you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. Yes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you're tuning in. Thank you for joining us as always. Give us, a follow, like, and subscribe, and hit that notification bell or whatever, that ringer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And where can people message us
on Instagram?
For what though?
For the giveaway for Christmas.
Wow,
giveaway.
We have a giveaway, Christmas mm-hmm. giveaway. What should the people tell us?
In their
DMs.
Tell us who your favorite ultimate bias group is and your bias and why.
And why? And then if you win, you will get a cool gift mm-hmm. that might be based on these specific
groups,
items that idol. You told us about. So, AKA, if Haley won, what is that? Stray Kids and Hyunjin, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Hyunjin? Or someone's been thirsting for Changbin. So,
God damn it.
We will see. We will see. Give us there. And then we'll make a post. So make it mm-hmm. more official, right?
Yeah.
So hit us up over there. And of course, check out all our awesome videos of Blackpink, right?
Yeah.
And on our TikTok especially. Because mm-hmm. the quality is always nice on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
F Instagram's video qualities.
Still.
Because they F us over. So first off, this past weekend, first of all, there was like back-to-back. These are like big award shows, right?
Yeah.
I never realized that. Are they always this close to each other?
I think so.
So MMA, not to be confused with Mama, because it does, if you sound it out, it's like Mama.
Mama. Mama.
Mama.
Mommy?
It's not Stewie. It's a Mama. MMA.
MMA.
Melon, this is the Melon Music, right?
Yeah.
Melon Music Awards. First off, like, can you remember any of the? Because like everything that's fresh on my mind is Mama.
No, I didn't even watch any of the Melon.
I don't think we did, right? Because we were busy this weekend too. We were like, it's Thanksgiving weekend,
Disneyland
on Saturday.
Yeah, we didn't see any of it.
So, but we do have the winners for that. I've got the top 10 award for Melon too. Like it's like
I was just dominating, honestly.
I've got like Song of the Year. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Love Dive.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just kind of go down some of the lists. Best Performance, TXT, Le Sserafim, which is good. That makes sense. They have good dances and good performances.
That's
usually
true.
So this actually makes sense compared to another award show that we'll talk about soon.
To that.
But with that said, Stacey won Global Rising Group. And we're super happy and excited about that.
Good
especially because I was sad that Stacey was not involved in anything for Mama.
They weren't.
They're robbed.
Like, I don't understand. Why weren't they there?
I don't know. They even have Poppy. And it's like it's in Japan.
I don't know.
They have a Japanese single.
Who knows?
So I don't know what the heck was going on. Monsta X won Global Group.
Wow.
Because maybe they just finished their global tour.
Good job, honey.
So, yeah, Monsta X, that was pretty good to see that. I've beat, also won a Best Female Group.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat out a lot of big ones for this, like Blackpink, Aespa, G-Idle, NewJeans. So, wow. Yeah, I mean, IVE has been doing so well on, like, award shows
it's
throughout
crazy,
this year.
Crazy, actually, yeah.
I mean, I really like Love Dive, and I really like,
After
Like.
Yeah.
Like, After Like, I think, is my favorite song by them. And Best Male Group, who?
Of course. BTS.
And they're also busy doing their own things, and they probably don't care anymore as much that they don't have to be at any of this stuff. So there you go. Also, they won Best Record, BTS.
Ah.
I've got Song of the Year. We mentioned that. Love Dive.
Rookie of the Year?
I've also won Rookie of the Year along with NewJeans. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. NewJeans is definitely doing really good right
now. I'm seeing Ive a lot on here.
Ive is everywhere. Yeah. Best solo artist. For female, it was IU. IU also won Stage of the Year.
Good job.
Her tour, like, remember, everyone went to her tour. Yeah. I remember seeing, I think we talked about that. Hot everyone balloon. Was like mm-hmm. there. Jungkook, right?
Oh, yeah, a little fanboy.
Fanboy Jungkook was there.
Little lights.
So he was there definitely for the concert. So, yeah, she did really, really well. But there was a male artist that was taking home a lot of awards that we didn't even know.
I don't even know who this person is.
Who is it?
Lim Young Won.
So one, like, best solo artist for male. Also won, like, the Netizen Popularity, best album, best artist of the year.
The thing is, like, so we listened to his songs because we were curious. I was like, dang, he's, like, winning all these awards. Let's listen to them. And his songs are very ballad and K-drama.
They sound like those songs straight out of, like, K-dramas, like the OST of a K-drama.
So, like, everyone was, like, making jokes saying that it's all the Ajumas.
It's all the Ajumas, yes.
That are listening and buying all his records. Yep.
So, yeah, good for him, though. At least he has his target audience. But at the same time, like, yeah, like, if you haven't listened to it, like, I guess I described it to Haley. It reminds you of, like, Jack Johnson?
Mm.
Like, the type of mellow, like,
yeah, kind it's of, very like, mellow.
Chill, kind of acoustic-ish.
Yeah, if you want to just chill, I guess.
So, yeah, so Lim Young Wong and chill. Then 1DK, which I am familiar with because of all the different videos I've seen by 1DK.
Mm-hmm.
Global Icon and Hypen.
Good job.
So that was interesting. Best Songwriter, G-Idol.
Idol.
Soyeon. And because in their music video that won, music video of the year.
Tomboy.
Which, I feel like it's super popular among, like, the idols
it
themselves.
Is, yeah.
The K-pop idols. Then a Stage of the Year, we already talked about the IU, but last but not least, the crazy one.
Yeah, this was weird.
Amazing. How is it weird? It's amazing.
No, because, like, when I was scrolling through the winners, I was like, huh?
Best pop. Is it artist or just best pop?
Just best pop.
Best pop winner.
Charlie Puth.
Yes. Not, like, even like his song with BTS. It's just Charlie Puth or something. It's just,
it was very random to me.
That's really cool. I saw a picture, a video of it. It's just like him there. Like,
yeah.
Talking to all these people probably don't. Can't really understand if they don't understand English. They're like, cool. So Charlie Puth won.
I mean, now people know him just because of his, like, collab with JK.
Yes, so. Of course. So that makes a big difference. He's been introduced. It's just like how, like, when we got introduced to BTS and, like, K-pop and, like, maybe Psy was the first taste that everyone has had here in the West.
Oh, like, globally. Yeah.
Now Korea's taste is Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
So Charlie Puth, make us proud.
Mm-hmm.
He has really good songs too, though.
Does, yes.
And then, so that's, I think, okay, so Melon, MMA, check. We're done.
Mm.
Because I think we have way more to talk about for Mama. Because Haley's crazy enough with Zach, our friend Zach, they're crazy enough to, they are on demon time.
Yeah.
They, like, stayed up, which, because when, first off, the red carpets for each day were, like, around, I was awake.
Yeah.
Maybe around, like, what?
It was at 11 p.m. PST.
Like, okay. But the actual awards were, like, around 1 a.m. and they go till, like,
4:30 a.m.
So I'm asleep because I have work and I am not on demon hours.
Or he's not built like
no,
me.
No degen hours for me. Yeah. I am an angel. So
me and Zach were the only ones up when we watched both days.
Day one and two, man. So,
yeah, because I worked, but then the thing is, like, my work wasn't until 2.
Yeah,
so
she works afternoons, or evenings,
so
kind of thing. Afternoons. So, you know what? You should, I'll hand over the mic to you. Go
drop
talk us through all this.
Drop the mic.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, wait, don't leave me. There's so much for me to talk about. So, like, of course, who was the one that took home all the awards?
Tell me, Haley, who?
BTS.
They did.
Of course.
A lot of awards. They even took home, because they took home so many of the, like, what are Day Songs? Is that the name of the award?
Yeah.
I just think of Day Songs.
I know.
Like, from Big Bang.
So they got the Mama Platinum
because,
at the very end.
Because they won
got 10
so many,
awards,
right?
Yeah. 10 Mama Awards. Isn't that nuts? And the only person
That's
there to
insane.
Represent them?
J-Hope.
J-Hope.
Our Hope. Your Hope, Our Hope, J-Hope.
Yeah.
Because he performed too.
He did. So he was on night two of
Mama. He was like the highlight, right? Was he the highlight?
He was the
And he's a closer?
Like, yeah, he's the headliner, basically.
A headliner,
but he did close the show.
That was really good. Like, yeah. I saw the... okay, so I finally watched... Like, mm-hmm. I think I watched all the performances. I didn't watch any of the awards.
No.
I watched all the performances. Man, mama.
Yeah, first off, the performances
and stages are crazy. Second, the freaking camera sucks. The camera,
oh my God.
The camera
I'm so
cutting
upset.
And the camera editing, you need to hire like the people from Chum or something. Because man, mama, that was really disappointing. You guys cut off like the best part of like a lot of the Stray Kids dances and like a lot of this cool stuff going on the stage. I don't care about zooming out from the outside the stage.
They would zoom out and like show the audience and stuff. I was like, I don't care.
Like you could do quick glimpses at like the celebrities and stuff,
right.
Like the other idols.
That's
but then
fine.
Stay like focused on the fucking dancers. Like,
I
the
got
people
so
dancing.
Upset because like, so when I was watching the show live, I didn't even think about it. I was like, okay, cool. Like it's cool. Like the stage is cool and stuff. And then I saw fan cams from the people that attended the award show. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know
it's like
that.
A lot of cool stuff is happening when they're zoomed
when they're
out.
Dancing. So like one of them was Hyunjin, especially for him. Because, you know, everyone likes to watch him dance because he fucking kills it. But
gives it like, he always gives it like
gives
1,000%. He's
going nuts.
Props
like,
to him.
His
like, I like
head
him
is going to like freaking fall off because he's just swinging it around like
during
crazy.
Maniac? Oh my God. I was worried for his head. Haley and I attempted doing the same stuff he
was
doing.
I was going to get lightheaded.
Yeah, I was close to
I
fainting.
Felt dizzy. But then the thing is like, so he did this part on their stage for Maniac. And they zoomed all the way out into the friggin' audience. And I didn't know that he was doing the Motley Crue, the Artist of the Month dance.
The Studio Chum dance that he did. Oh my God, it was such a waste.
And I didn't friggin' see it because of the... I only realized he did it because of the fan cam.
I think the cameras were worse for Stray Kids because the cameras zoomed out a lot because they wanted to show off that...
Stupid
that,
CGI
like, CG spider. That was cool to see.
It was cool.
Like, leave it in the beginning. We don't need to see it throughout the whole damn performance. We know it's there. We don't give a shit anymore.
Right.
We want to see them dance.
I was super
we missed so much good stuff. Another thing that Haley pointed out, double body roll.
Oh my God. So like for Venom.
Double body roll for Venom.
We've seen Venom live 4 times when we saw them on tour. And they only do 1 body roll for the chorus. And then freaking at the MAMA Awards, they did double body roll. And I didn't even know that. Because the camera was zoomed all the way out into the audience. And I saved a good fan cam of it, though. But I was like, damn, that sucks, mama. And I guess, like, it was such a problem that they even made an article, I think, on Koreaboo about...
Oh, man.
Fans were complaining.
That shows how much people were, like, complaining about it. Especially if you see the comparisons of the fan cams.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so much that was missed out. Like,
right.
It's fine to see and be, like, oblivious to mm-hmm. all the problem. Well, actually, not even oblivious. I kind of did notice it. You know, I'm like, oh, what they keep cutting out. Like, I don't care about like these like aerial views. Please just kind of stay focused.
Yeah, because we want to see the performance.
I want to see what's going on.
Like, oh my God, another thing that upset me was like Changbin's popping. That's the like an iconic thing, and they zoomed all the way out. I was
they zoom into him right after he's done with it.
I'm like, are you kidding me? But I guess because like a lot of people were like posting that on Twitter and stuff, like fire the people that were doing like the MAMA camera.
I didn't know
work.
It was that bad. Since
it
I
was
not
bad.
On Twitter
this was
for that.
Day one, and then people were saying like, oh, make sure that you fix it for day two or like something. I don't know if they fixed it, but damn, Stray Kids one was like a disappointment for me because I missed so much
after seeing the fan cams. Yeah, it's kind of really disappointing to see like what the hell happened.
But Stray Kids, their stage, holy shit,
really good.
Oh my God,
yeah, they hyped it up.
They're really amazing. I'm it's, not being
especially
biased.
If you were there in person, man, like to see it because like seeing it in person, their stage is just here on smaller stages. And that's another thing, I think the stage is too big, like this is like too
so
much
that,
room.
Yeah, that dome that they're in Osaka is freaking huge. It's a 55k.
You'll need binoculars to see them if you're sitting like a nosebleeds.
Right. I don't know. Like, because they're actually going to do their encore there in Osaka.
Even your smartphone wouldn't work.
No.
Unless you had an Ultra or the newest iPhones.
I have to put, like, those lens.
You
like,
have to
zoom
in, like,
lens.
The 20X and all that stuff. Yeah. It's kind of insane, like, how huge it is. So, and like Haley said, they're going to be performing their solo, which is going to be wild.
That's crazy. This is going to be their biggest stadium for them. Like,
that's huge.
That's huge for them.
50K, you said?
50K.
How big is SoFi?
70.
Man.
And in SoFi, it was really, like, hard to see, like, if you're, like, nosebleed. BTS. It's just fun to listen to them if you just want to chill and hang out with friends. Go with a group if you're far away.
Right.
Just hang out and chill and vibe. And just
fucking party up.
Yeah. But if you're trying to, like, see them, even, I don't know, you need to get barricade. Or, like, even floor is hard sometimes because the floor is elevated.
Yeah, I kept telling him. I was like, how are people enjoying this? Like, you can't see them. They look like ants. So, I don't know. Maybe we're just spoiled by
barricade. I think we're very spoiled now. At this point, we are spoiled barricade brats. We're barricade brats.
Yeah.
And then, oh, didn't you say, like, some of the fan cams, like, people caught Felix sleeping?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I feel like because they've been working so hard, like, nonstop. So, spoiler, but Stray Kids won an award that I didn't even expect that they were going to win.
They didn't even fucking know
because, like, Felix was sleeping. He was taking a nap. And so, like, when they announced the award, he literally just woke up.
Oh, what?
He's, like, all dazed and stuff. They won most popular group.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty wild. They've come a long way.
So, like, they were freaking shocked. And then when they went up and did, like, their acceptance speech... Like,
oh, Felix, you haven't showed me this yet.
Oh, I haven't shown you. But so Bang Chan did his speech in Korean. And then Felix, he looked half asleep, honestly. Because I was looking at him, I was like, was he crying or something? Because his eyes were kind of like puffy and red. But no, because like I saw the fan cam, I was like, he was taking a nap. And then he did his speech in English. It was all really, really nice. They're so humble because they even were thinking like their hairstylists. And stuff.
Yeah, no, that's good. You need humble artists like this.
Of course, their main one was like, they're like, honestly, this award belongs to Stay because without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So they were really like pushing it. Like, this is all thanks to their fans. And then I thought that was going to end that like Felix's speech. But then all of a sudden, Lino like popped in and like even the members were like super shocked. You like should see their faces.
I need to see this.
And then he started speaking Japanese and he thanked all the Japanese fans.
That's so cool.
I was like, damn, like three languages.
Get it, Lino.
Yeah. They were like shocked and you could see like Bang Chan and Felix. They were like really, really like smiling and like clapping. They were proud of him. And then even Ian like did a thumbs up to Lino because they didn't expect him that he was going to say something, I think. So, Japanese too, he said also like, thank you to Stay. Like,
yeah. I feel like Lino's always like a wild card.
He is very wild you can't and predict very him.
He's
random.
Like really unpredictable. He's like the unpredictable member.
So I'm really, really happy. Like I was not expecting them to win that award. So they're really happy.
You know what I was not expecting? How crazy and amazing the Gen 4 girl groups stage was going to be. I was shocked. And it was cool what happened at the end. So like we had...
expecting the ending
We had Ive. Mm-hmm. We had Kepler.
The Seraphim.
New Jeans.
N-Mix.
N-Mix. There you go. I was like five. Okay. The five, like, you know, these are like some of the top tier, like, girl groups for fourth gen right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy though. Thinking about it, it's like, what, aESPA didn't get invited or something or what? Like,
I don't think SM
participates in this.
I don't think so.
It's like weird how they have specific ones that they do and don't.
Yeah. There's like specific award shows that each, like,
well, Blackpink is touring though.
Yeah, Blackpink is touring.
But then...
There was like one award show that they don't... but that was JYP. I think it was the Melon. The Melon.
And ones. Is it... Because there's specific... Yeah, specific companies that don't do...
Yeah, JYP doesn't do Melon. They have beef with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of what they screwed over twice. It was like a couple of years. I think 2018 they got rigged. Like they were supposed to win. And then all of a sudden, I don't know who won, but it wasn't twice. And then JYP was like, Because they had like bots and stuff going, like for the voting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Because was there anything Melon for like JYP? Like this? Because the Melon just happened. We just talked about it. I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
Now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. That's nothing. Why. Yeah. Because they have beef.
So who has, so SM is with Mama, which is Mnet. Mnet is Mama, right?
I think so, because I don't... Oh, wait. Well, I mean...
Who does YG have something with?
I forgot. There's someone, too. Honestly, like, all these companies have beef with the shows.
It just shows, like, you know, there's stuff that's happening behind the scenes that, you know, as much as we want the fans to, like, everything to be legit, something can definitely be rigged and chosen,
right?
You know, based on, you know, maybe money or just, like, influence.
Yeah, so that's what I've been hearing, too.
Money and influence. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. It happens. So, yeah, no, the all the... all the five Gen 4 groups that performed, they each performed their own stages, which is all super good already.
Right.
Then they had this crazy stage.
Like a collab stage.
It was like a relay dance collab stage. So each of them, like, with, it was a mix. A mix of, like, members from all the different groups. They did different songs of the groups that were on there.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, 11 by IVE was, like, the first one I can remember. I know Wanyoung was there, but then I remember Seulyoon.
Yeah.
It was, like, crazy because it's,
so
like...
they just picked members from each group to dance.
It was cool to dance, like, song.
song.
They did every group. So, of course, and then they ended on Hype Boy.
Right.
So, Hype Boy was there. It was cool seeing, like, Chaewon doing Hype Boy, too, like, from, you know, Les Seraphim. And all of them had like one member from the actual group. I think Hyrin was like the one dancing for Hype Boy.
Yeah.
But after all of that was finished, we had a really crazy surprise stage at the end. A familiar song came on, Haley.
Cheer Up by Twice.
So Twice, yeah.
They're the legends. That's why
they performed. Like each group did the song. They all danced to Cheer Up. It was so cool. Yeah, that sha 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 part. And like, it sounds like sha sha sha.
No, it's sha sha sha.
And then Momo even posted on her Instagram. Yeah, I haven't checked the other members, but yeah, Momo like posted like that sha 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 part. Like,
yeah,
it was pretty cool to see. So they're like the legends now. And because remember, they used to perform and do songs like, for the Gen 2 artists and stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, it's just
passing down the
passing
torch.
Down of the torch. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of nice to see them do like a Twice tribute. Right. And it was cool to see all of them. Like, because you could tell that all these girl groups, like the
they
Gen 4
look
ones,
up to the Twice.
They definitely have like their, you know, probably have their own biases from Twice. Mm-hmm. And they know this. They know the song. They know the dances. So they're able to perform it. It was cool, you know, at the end. That group photo.
Oh, yeah.
That they always do, like, whenever they do, like, big collab stages. That's always, like, the cool thing to see.
Yeah.
So that happened, and that was pretty awesome. You know what else was awesome? Kara.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see it yet, but then I know about it. I haven't watched it because it hasn't shown up on the
feed. I know, yeah.
But, yeah, go for it. Tell us about who Kara is, Haley. Who is this Kara?
So, first off, Kara, they've been around for 15 years. Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
But then also there's like people probably know that they lost the member from Suicide.
Yeah, Guhara. It's kind of like Shiny, right?
Yeah,
like,
R.I.P. But so she wasn't obviously not there. But the other members are still together, and they're gonna be releasing a new. They released a new song, and they performed it at MAMA for the
first
time.
It was crazy. So they performed in a long ass time, and they released like a. Is it an album?
I don't know the details, like, if it's an actual album.
I think it is a new album, but it's been, like, nearly 8 years, like, over 7 years since they had an album. So it's kind of insane. It was kind of wild to see, right?
It's been 7.5 years.
So it's been a while. Yeah.
And it's called Move Again. And they performed it for the first time at MAMA. And then they also did a medley of all their old songs. So, like, if you know Carr, you'll be like... Because when I was watching it, I was like, oh, my God. Like,
it was one of those things for you?
Oh my god,
this song.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those times when we're going to hear it like 10 years down the line. We hear all these Gen 3 and Gen 4.
The thing is, like, they look so different. I don't know if it's just because they're older or if it's plastic surgery.
Oh, God.
Because, like, even my other friend, Monica, because she saw that I had posted about it. And she's like, wait, Kara's on the lineup? Because, like, she's OG as well. And I was like, yeah. And then I sent her the videos and she's like, I don't even recognize who's in that screen cap. Like, who is that? And I was don't know. Because, like, they look
plus
different.
The makeup is different back
then.
Yeah,
that's true.
I remember,
no, they
like,
look
looking
very,
back.
Very, like, baby face and, like, barely any makeup, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
which is, because that's what the style and what's
that
in
was
now.
The
like,
style.
You know, like, yeah.
But, yeah, it was really, really good to watch. I mean, those songs are so iconic.
It's like either bare
face
or, like, heavy makeup.
Yeah.
Like, Gyaru kind of thing.
But
that was. I want to see it.
I'll let you watch it after because, like, the songs are so good. Like, they're also, like, when they introduced them as legends, too. Obviously.
Everyone
legends.
Probably was going crazy. Like, probably the idols,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that was super cool. Like, man, MAMA had, like, a lot of cool stages. Like, really, like, memorable
MAMA
stages.
MAMA always does. I feel like they just fucking bring it, you know?
And I mean, they held it in Japan this year, so I can't wait for next year.
Is it going to be in L.A.?
We don't know, but it's going to be apparently MAMA will be in the U.S.
Sometime.
Next year.
Imagine if it goes so far. They'd have to do so far.
If they do MAMA in the U.S., barricade. I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to make it happen.
That'd be nuts.
Mama Bear K would be insane. So apparently, yeah, Mama is thinking of holding it in the U.S. next year. So hopefully,
is it next year?
Well, yeah.
Oh, like in the future.
No, I think it's. I think it might be next year.
Damn, that
so
would be
brace yourselves,
insane.
People. You'll be going against us and trying to get tickets.
Oh dear!
I don't even know how like they do tickets. Is it like awarded? You win them, or do you like have to buy them? Like I don't know.
For,
like,
I don't this know kind of anything. Because in Asia, it's always different.
Yes.
So like for the U.S., I'm sure we'd have to buy it.
No, because like it's different too. Yeah. Like I mean, KCON and stuff. But then sometimes if it's like award shows, U.S. like
they also do
for
free, huh?
Like you have to win them sometimes and sign up and just get lucky.
That's
so
true.
We'll see. Mama's gonna be insane, and it's happening. I think we've all dreamed of this. We've dreamt of a Mama Awards being there, like, live.
I know.
Because most of the time, you just have to be in Korea.
The stages are insane. Like,
and you get
oh
to see all the interactions, you know, when they're sitting down and
true.
Stuff. Like, the different group interactions.
Right.
We get to see Changbin dancing Hype Boy.
Oh, my boy.
I still haven't seen has there been a fan cam yet? Because I'm sure when Hype Boy was playing, Changbin was dancing.
I haven't seen anything yet, so we'll see.
I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, for that.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't run down through all the
No, that's just
there's a lot.
You want to? You could
do
it.
Like
okay,
a,
no, just go through it. Go
yeah,
through.
Yeah,
I'll
it. Go through it.
Might as well.
So
the people are here.
We already went through BTS. They won Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, the Platinum, and then the Worldwide Icon of the Year. It's all BTS.
Man,
no surprise there.
No surprise.
Song of the Year was IVE.
Man, so they won Song of the Year for for Melon and for Mama.
Love Dive. For the Worldwide Fan Choice Award. So this one was pretty good because they gave out 10 awards, which was really nice.
I think Melon did that. I just didn't. I'll look it up really quick while you kind of go.
So for the Worldwide Fan Choice Award, this one was like kind of a surprise to me because I didn't know that they were giving out 10 awards. So Stray Kids won it, and they were the first ones to be called out, and they were super stoked and excited. Like Bang Chan even said in his speech, he's like, I'm so stoked right now.
Jesus Christ.
And then 17, Treasure, TXT, GOT7, Psy, NCT Dream, and Hypen, BTS, and then the only girl group was Blackpink. Congratulations to them, though.
Man, that's crazy that Blackpink was the only one,
though. Yeah. Favorite new artists were IVE, Le Sserafim, NMIX, and Kepler. And then, okay, this one is kind of, I don't know why they won this award, because Stray Kids.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted to go over the, well, I still can't find like a good one.
For
okay,
Melon.
I guess you could go.
So the weird one that Stray Kids won was the Chill Artist Award. And so, like, we looked it
up. Of all the groups.
We looked it up, like, the meaning of this award, and it's supposed to be, like, songs that you can relax and chill to. Stray Kids is anything but chill.
Have these people not been to a Stray Kids concert? I don't think so.
Are you fucking kidding me? Their songs are fucking hype.
That is the most hype concert and, like, energy, like, filled concerts I've been to. There's nothing chill about that.
But they won that award.
Chill should have been that one guy that won the Melon.
Yeah.
Lim Yong Wong.
The Ajumas,
that he should have been chill. Oh, I found the, so it's called the, for this is back to Melon, really quick. Melon had, it's called the Worldwide Fans Choice Bonsong.
Oh.
BTS, Blackpink, and Hypen, GOT7, NCT Dream, 17, Stray Kids, Treasure, TXT. So Stray Kids was there.
So it's like,
well, I don't know, maybe
similar,
that was the only thing.
Yeah.
But then, and Psy.
Oh, Psy was on this one too.
So there you go.
So it's very similar to that one. Favorite Asian artist. Aren't they all Asian? But okay.
Womp womp.
JO1. The best music video went to Blackpink.
Well, maybe they're saying that because Charlie Puth cannot be included.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry,
Pink
Charlie Puth.
Venom for Blackpink.
Yes.
Best male group, BTS. Best female group, Blackpink.
Yes.
That's awesome,
They've been winning a lot, too, on this one. But yeah, they just arrived in Europe, so.
Yeah. Best new male artist, Extraordinary Heroes.
Can I also tell everyone? This is post-concert depression day number 10. still hanging in there.
Oh, gosh.
Continue.
Best new female artist, IVE. Favorite girl group, IDOL. And then the most popular... Oh, I said this one already. The most popular group was Stray Kids. And then most popular male artist was J-Hope.
Good, because he was there.
Yeah.
It's probably planned.
I'm glad that he was there to receive all the awards for them,
honestly. For BTS, I know.
Yeah.
He was the messenger.
Best male artist, Lim Young Woong. There he is.
Oh, there he is. He makes an appearance finally.
I don't have all of these listed, but then best female artist.
Best female artist. I was excited.
Twice, Nayeon.
You know what? It's crazy because I didn't know about it, but I saw Nayeon's post on Instagram. Mm. She's like thanking everyone. Yeah. She's like thanking once, and I was like, oh my god, did she win? Yeah. And I looked it up. I was like, yeah, she won. Yay, Nayeon. She beat out some big people. IU, Taeyeon.
Yep.
Like, she beat out a lot of, like, big ones.
I'm so happy for her, though. She deserved
it. I am so happy.
Everyone was doing that pop dance, though. Come on.
Thank you, JYP, for paying whoever. I'm just kidding. She deserved it.
She won that on her.
She did really good, because, I mean, like, she has the support of, like, all of the ones around the world already.
Yeah.
And then, plus, it was doing really well. Like, when pop came out, that's all I heard.
Yeah.
For, like, a month. Pop. Like, everywhere.
Was doing it.
Plus, they did a good job with marketing. Mm-hmm. They marketed her super well, and like they made her viral with the pop challenge
too.
Mm-hmm. So it all paid off. So congrats, Nayeon. I'm super excited.
The one that I was
to mention.
Go
ahead. I guess.
No, go.
I was gonna say, since we're talking about Nayeon.
Yeah, go.
I got to talk to her.
Oh.
For 10 seconds, remember? I'm just happy.
I was like, did we talk about that already?
We did, but okay. I'm just flexing on everyone. I talked to Nayeon.
You still need to post one.
I'm scared to post it because I'm scared to get in trouble.
Life.
But at the same time,
but then so many people posted.
I know,
though.
You're right. They did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She did the LA sign at me. Yeah. All right. Nayeon.
So
congrats, Nayeon.
The one award that people are having like controversy over was the best dance performance.
Okay. That's the one gripe I had with the awards.
Yeah.
Because we like IVE.
Yes.
We like Love Dive.
Yeah.
Although I do like After Like more.
Uh-huh.
But they definitely... Compared to the other groups they were against, too, especially, I don't think they're supposed to win the dance awards because their dance isn't.
No, it's
like
nothing.
They're not really
special.
A dance group either. Like,
I don't know. So they won that award.
I think that was more like a popularity kind of award, which sucks because I really think like
the Seraphim
100% should have won. They're a strong dance group.
Right. So I don't know about that one. That's the only one. The
Seraphim got robbed for that one. Did the Seraphim win anything? I don't think so. I'm sad now.
Didn't they? Didn't I say their name?
Or maybe you did. Hopefully you did. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Favorite new artist.
Yay!
That was the one that they won.
I'm glad. Oh, that's right. I remember them being on stage for something. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they should have won that too, to be honest. With that said...
For the boys, the best dance.
The boys...
Made sense.
That made sense.
17, hot.
Yes.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
17 definitely deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even need backup dancers because their group is the backup dancers.
Exactly.
They have so many.
13 members.
And that's a hard... That's like a weird number to have.
Is.
So, and their dance formations are really good.
Yeah.
Like, they know how to choreo and do it really well. So, yeah, they deserve it.
That made sense. Okay. That's it.
That's a lot. A lot of people... Like, that's a lot for everyone that's listening still till the end of this. So, we appreciate it. That's a lot to feed and take in and absorb.
Right.
Last but not least, for anyone listening to Genshin or doing any Genshin, we do have one tiny pinch
Genshin
of news. And that is that our favorite event is finally going on.
Oh, I need to vlog.
The Marvelous Merchandise, aka I call it the Afro Man event.
Yeah.
Who gives us free Primo Gems for giving him trash.
Yeah. I have to log in for that.
So thank you, Afro Man. It's a good gift. A gift that keeps on giving. Primo Gems. Which is important. Because mm-hmm. Scaramouche is coming up soon. So if you're still saving... I think Yamiko's out.
Yeah, she is.
Are you going to pull for her?
I'm going to wait for
I thought
for
you said
Ayato.
You wanted her.
I do, but then...
You want your Boba Man.
Yes.
You want your Boba. Got
Boba
it.
Boba Man.
Are you sure you should pull for her? She's really good support. She looks like you. Just because of the pink hair.
We'll see.
With that said, thank you for everyone that's still tuning in all the way till the end and that made it through this. Thank you, and we appreciate you as always. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and Christmas is coming up. Christmas will be coming soon for whoever sends us a DM with, don't forget, your favorite artist or group.
Yeah,
I should say
bias group.
And also just let us know why you like them or why they're your favorite, and we'll pull from a magical hat.
Yep.
And you'll get a magical prize.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. We're available on all platforms. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. You can also check us out where?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
We have a lot of stuff that's on there, especially videos on TikTok. Really nice, clean videos. Not effed up.
Not
from Instagram. Mm. Not pixelated. And so thank you for joining us. And as always, hit that follow, like, subscribe, whatever you need to do, that notification bell. Until the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.